Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me a returning artist, Misha Soul.
What's going on, Miss Petey? Long time no talk.
I know, right? I hope everybody is doing great out there. And if you want to call in and ask Misha Soul any questions, you can dial in with 929-477-3551. That is 929-477-3551. Okay, so the first question is, are you a part of a label?
No, I'm not. I'm not signed. I'm not really doing, I guess I would count myself as independent, but I mean, I'm honestly kind of building something up, like not really trying to get too much exposure about it right now, but I'm building something I like to call the House of Soul. Like right now, it's like simply the place I record, but I'm really trying to like make it more of a long-term goal to make it something bigger than just where I record. So, I mean, that's really it. But other than that, no, I'm not part of the label.
Awesome. So what have you been up to since the last time I've talked to you?
Well, I've actually released the manifest. I know the last time I talked about it was when I was still having everything recorded and in production, but I released the manifest, which is, I guess you could call it my album. It's actually the first of three that I'm planning to do, but I dropped it on March 5th. It's been getting crazy reception so far, and you know, people have been hitting me up saying that they actually like it, and people really appreciate it. And like it's just been love, like trying to come up with the series, and then on top of that, trying to make each one stand out. But like the manifest has really been getting some good reception.
Okay, that's awesome. So tell people who haven't heard your music before and haven't heard you before on this show, how long have you been rapping?
Seriously, I've been rapping since 2010. Like, I don't really talk about anything that I've released before my first mixtape, besides the 10, because, like, I was really just still trying to find my lane back in that time, like, trying to find out, like, what my style was, what I want to talk about. And honestly, I really think I hit my stride when I dropped the manifest. And it really is a sign of how far I came, like. But to those who don't know me, I talk about life. I talk about stuff that's going on in my head, like, my opinions on what's going on in the world, like friends, family, life, love, everything. But like my interpretation of it is like I just throw the stuff in that I love and do on a daily basis. So, you know, that's a little something who's ever heard of me.
Awesome. So where did you get Misha Soul from?
Well, originally my name was just Misha. But before I did my debut underneath show, I went by the name Eclipse. But at the time, like, a lot of people kept calling me Eclipse, and they were just like, oh, okay, Eclipse, Eclipse, Eclipse. And it was getting really nerve-wracking. So I had to figure out, okay, what can I do to make a name that stands out but not really take away my main name and my main purpose? So what I did was I looked up Eclipse in Japanese, which was Nishoku. And I called Coupart, and I used Misha as my rap name. And when I first got my Twitter, I used Misha Soul, and I was like, it's pretty catchy. So I ended up producing and doing graphics under Misha Soul, and that's the name stuck with me ever since. And this was way back in like 2011 when I used Misha Soul, so yeah.
Cool. So what is your favorite song out of all the songs that you have recorded?
That is a lot of songs in this. My favorite, like, I have to pick just one.
Say it again? I'm sorry.
I have to pick just one?
Yeah.
oh my God. I would have to say, God, there, like, I've recorded so much stuff over time. Like, I would have to say, this is something I did on, like, my second tape in, like, 2011, and people didn't really, I don't think people were listening to this joint, but it was a song I did called Dreaming Deep, mm-hmm. and at the time, I didn't realize how important it was that was going to be my start to really trying to find my lane and trying to get better at writing hooks and writing different verses and switching my flow and everything. But, like, Dreaming Deep was, like, literally my start on what I wanted to become. And I was talking about, like, a lot of stuff, like how I had my head in my clouds the whole time and how I wanted to make my dreams a reality and how I'm working to make my dreams a reality. At the time, like, my mind state was so different when I wrote it. But, like, I'm looking back on it now, and I'm like, I really did write that song a lot. It's what I put for quality, and like that song really means a lot to me. So I would say Dreaming Deep is my favorite.
Awesome. So is your stage name trademarked?
I'm actually working on getting a trademark, but like I've been cross referencing everything. No one else is using me so at the moment I think I'm fine. So
okay.
I think I'm good.
Awesome. So, let's see. Who are your musical influences?
Man, I got a whole list. Like, strictly rap-wise, I would say Big Fiasco, Childish Gambino, Absol, Currency, Blue, Asheru. Like, I could go on and on. Like, I don't just look at, like, all right, who's the best? Like, I listen to different people to see how they work their flows and their delivery and what they say and how they construct their projects. And I've taken it to my own self, but it isn't just hip-hop that I'm influenced by. Like, I got, like, multiple influences I can say I'm really inspired by. Like, Jhené Aiko for talking R&B, Ryan Tedder for talking about, like, alternative artists. Ryan Tedder is, like, the lead singer of One Republic, but Gorillaz, John Legend. Like, I could go on and on. I'm going to stop because I'm going to keep naming people. So, my influence is literally all over the place when I'm making music and I'm doing beats and everything.
Cool. So, what made you want to record and release your own music and not be a part of a label?
I like having control over what I make. I mean, it sounds selfish, but, like, I've always been somebody to be appreciative of the stuff that I make and to know how I make it. Like, I love being in control of what I'm able to put out and what I want to put out, because, like, under a label, I wouldn't say it's completely limited, but it's like you're kind of catering more so to, like, their standards to market you rather than, like, trying to put out what you want to do to market yourself. So, like, that's the main reason I keep independent. But, like, I know, who knows, in a few years' time, maybe my mentality will change. Maybe my ambition will change as far as, like, wanting to sign. But, like, I know at the moment, like, I know for the people that I work with and myself, like, I know the quality I'm trying to put out. So,
how would you describe your music to people?
If people want something positive, if people want a load of game references and anime and orchestrated samples and honesty and just an amalgamation of what a 23-year-old black male is thinking, they should listen to my music. Because I'm literally a mix of, like, when I'm seriously talking about the issues around me and, like, a mix of just, like, hey, I like wrestling, I like music, I like anime, I'll put it in my music, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I do care, but it's like, you know, I mean, I just like mixing my actual seriousness and the playfulness into my music. So if people want to hear, like, a chill vibe, but just to encompass everything that we need, then listen to my music.
Awesome. So what image do you think your music conveys?
I know, like, growing up, I was always taught to just simply be myself. Like, to be myself and not let, you know, negative connotations really weigh me down. And I know, like, I know, I ain't gonna lie, in my lab projects, I curse. I curse a lot, but not that much. But in the end, it's like, I would want, like, little boys or little girls to look like me. Like, they're young and black, or even just, you know, young, trying to figure out what they're trying to do, period. Like, I want them to listen to my stuff and think, okay, I can be myself and do music. I don't have to talk about stuff that I never live or talk about stuff that I don't involve myself on a daily basis. That's like the main basis of my music. I never write or put anything out that I'm not living. So, like, even with the younger generation, even the older generation, it's like I want both generations to see, like, okay, there's somebody out here who can put a positive message out there or put, you know, something that isn't glorifying this crazy lifestyle, living fast and dying young and shit. Oh, sorry. Living fast
okay,
and dying young and whatnot.
Mean.
Like, I was trying not to curse, but, like, just...
We're all
grand,
like, here. We're all grand.
I mean, just this live fast, die young mentality. I'm not trying to, like, put that out. I'm trying to put live long and make every moment count with whatever you do, music out there. So... I think that's what I'm trying to convey.
Awesome. Oh, sorry. Ooh. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to yawn. I'm not tired. I'm just
live on the air. Why are you doing this?
Yeah. Like, not on the air, Naima. Not on the air. But I'm sorry. So how old are you?
It's funny you mention that because I'm 23 right now, but 2 days from now, I'm
24. Yay! Happy early birthday.
Alrighty, thank you.
You're welcome. So, where are you from?
I'm from Washington, D.C., born and raised.
Yeah. Awesome. So, do you have a favorite event that you've performed?
You mean D.C. or period?
Period.
I would have to say here in D.C. it's between when I first did Bus Boys. This is like a few years ago. I did Bus Boys and Poets.
Oh, cool.
And that was incredible. Like, the vibe there is amazing.
Mm.
Like, it is absolutely incredible just to be there and do poetry there. And then early this year, in January, I did a show at Cafe Asia. And this is my first show where I actually rap in front of people instead of, like, doing, like, the open mic thing where I'm doing poetry.
Mm.
And, like, just having that crowd engaged was crazy. It was, that vibe was love. Like, having people I knew and people I didn't know and people was coming up to me, like, you know, all right, I hear you doing your thing. It was dope. So.
That's
now,
awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. But no, I was gonna mention, like, when I went up to PA when I was still in school, a lot of the drinks I did there were favorites of mine. There were a lot of performances I did to really kind of learn, and I was around other artists, and I was trying to get better at, like, using the stage to my advantage, using my presence and everything. Like, being away at Lincoln about a year ago now, like, really helped me to become a better performer, so I can just bring it down here and yeah. It's like I like performing in D.C., though. It's like I'm really trying to get more drinks down here.
Awesome. So what are your immediate music career goals, like, from the next 1 to 3 years?
Be great. No, but in all seriousness, In a few years' time, like, I want to be able to, like, this is just off of the presence of using, like, social media, because I know it's, like, the main avenue of how I get my music out there, but immediately in, like, a year or two time, I want to be able to just, like, say, I'm dropping the Manifest Part 2, on this date, and then it's like a flood of emails and a flood of notifications. Oh my God, I'm so excited! I'm so excited because it's like building that support is a really process because it's building up literally day by day, week by week, and you're in the middle of everybody who wants like a new song every 5 minutes, and you're trying to be the one artist to take their time and trying to do this. But I know like in my immediate future, I want to be able to keep putting out quality music and reaching more people, and then at the same time build up the House of Soul where I can put up with the artists I've been working with and promote them just as hard as I've been promoting myself.
Yeah.
While at the same time, like, connect with even more artists and keep collaborating and just see where the chemistry goes from there. Like, I'm like, my thing within 3 years' time is to keep building so I can eventually go outside of this area to DMV and just, like, go many places and start performing and selling eventual merchandise. So, yeah, I'm talking about it now, but putting it in action is trying to be my next move, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, what are your long-term career goals?
Man, this is the question I was dreading. To be perfectly honest, my long-term goals would be set as far as, like, releasing music, where I wouldn't have to be as active as I am now performing. Like, I know eventually I'm going to step back from performing. Like, this is a long time from now.
Yeah.
But I know my long-term goal is to step back from, like, performing and possibly just stick to producing and stick to doing my graphics because it's more so behind-the-scenes work. So I'd be doing more behind-the-scenes work. The House of Soul would be an official label, an independent label. Nation Soul would still be doing separate music and graphics for other artists, and I'd still be, you know, going around in certain places and touring and everything. That's really my long-term goal. I'm just going to be set knowing that my music and my art and everything's going to take me far.
Cool. So how would you define the word success?
Success. My definition, I would say when you reach out to people and they say that I feel inspired or I feel like I can do more than what I'm capable of through your music, then I feel like that to me, that's success. Like when your music is reaching people and saying, okay, I can do this too, I can achieve my dreams, I can go from being shy and secluded to having music be the thing to open me up. Like, that's my take on it. Like, I think that's what success is to me. Like, regardless of whether I took this path or not, I know I would have been able to reach out to people regardless, so.
Okay, so does anyone in your family play music?
It's funny because my mother actually used to be a poet, and I think that's where I got it from.
Aww.
Like my mom knows I do music. Like, I don't think she's listened to like a full project of mine yet, but from what she has heard, like, she was really impressed. Like, she really likes it, and she's heard a few of my pieces. And my father's like a big music head. Endless jazz and funk records and soul records, like, he let me listen to. And that's where I really got my crate digging thing from. I mean, I'm digging the more, like, jazz samples and everything, but, like, he's listening to more of my stuff and he's seen my progression. So he really understands, like, okay, like, where the vulnerability and where the progression and everything come from. So, I mean, as far as, actual musicians. One of my uncle's brothers was actually in a band. I mean, I never really talked to him about it, but like I just know that he was in a band and he writes his own compositions. So that's as far as I know in my family's the musical influence.
Okay. Awesome. So what kinds of times and places have music played in your life? I'm sorry, I think I said it wrong. Okay, so what times in your life has music played a huge role in your life?
I would have to say, this is a tough one. when I first started listening to, like, music on a legit basis, like, this is, like, high school, when I started, like, really sitting down listening to music and, like, really going in depth and seeing the, what makes a song, what makes music and whatnot, like, that was critical because, like, that was the beginning of where I wanted to go with my music and how I wanted to write and everything. Because I listened to, like, Common and Brand New being those, like, the first few artists I could say I listened to, like, Common, Brand New being the Roots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where that began. But as far as, like, making my music, affecting my life and stuff around me, I would say 2013, it was, like, the middle of August, and I find out that my grandmother passed. And it was hard. At the time, it was hard for me because, like, I don't think she ever knew and did music, but she knew that I was, like, starting to become more vocal and everything. But what made a difference for me being able to make music was that I eventually was able to dedicate whatever I had left in a poem for my grandmother, and I performed it, like, one time, never again. Maybe I'll do it again soon. But, being able to talk about things that you never thought you'd be able to talk about through music, it's really, really, honest to God, powerful. And, like, writing that, and I don't know if you heard the manifest fully, but I did a song on there called Mike's Prayer, and one person named Mike was my cousin, Mike Robinson, and the other person went to Lincoln with me, Mike English, and that was, like, hands down one of the hardest verses for me to write, because, like, both of them died at different points in my life, and to see the impact they made in my music, like, years later is powerful. Like, I'm saying all that to say that music made an impact in my life for me to say the things that I never thought I'd be able to convey and show emotions I never thought I'd be able to convey musically. So,
really interesting.
Yeah.
So, if you were a woman, how different do you think people would perceive your music?
It just got from real to crazy like that quick. You said if I was a woman, how do you think I would be receptive to my music?
Yeah, like, how do you think people would, you know, receive it? Definitely perceive
it. If I were a woman, how do you think people would be receptive to my music?
Yeah, I'm having a moment. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. No, I understand your question. That is interesting. I never thought of that. But I would do the same thing I'd be doing now. I'd be showing that, okay, yeah, I'm a woman, but I'm still going to make my mark as an artist. Like, it shouldn't matter, man or woman. Either way, you got an impact to make as an artist. You're going to make it. So I'm going to be spitting as crazy as I am now if I was a woman. I'm going to be talking about the same stuff as if I were a woman or a man. Like, I know my mentality wouldn't change. Like, I wouldn't be feeling obligated to put, like, sexually driven lyrics or anything. It's like, I would be like, okay, I'm going to go as hard as, like, dudes. Like,
Okay. So, what song of yours are you the most proud of?
What song am I the most proud of?
Yeah.
I can't say the whole manifest, can I?
Yeah, you can.
No, because, like, I'm not trying to be, like, egotistical, but I've said flashes of things in certain songs, and I've had, like, discontinuations of things in certain songs, but the manifest helped me bring everything together in one project. And knowing this is, like, part one of three is amazing, but the first part to me is, like, the most important. But, like, I've come so far from being like reclusive and shy and just focusing on just being lyrical to like becoming more well-rounded and becoming a more well-rounded artist. And then on top of that, the manifest, I've said things I've never said on record. Like I literally talked about both of my cousin and my bro Mike committing suicide in a song and how he made an impact on my life. And in that same project, I talk about standing on my own 2 feet and do you see the real me outside of this music shit? And, like, social media and the effects on how I think about my music and this generation's aspects of love. Like, I'm in the mind state and the life state of wanting to be in for a long time with this project. And that's why I'm really proud of it. But if I had to pick a particular song to be proud of, I would say... to say what you mean, like it's crazy. Like I literally just thought of what you need, but on what you need, I say in the beginning, I need prayer, I need cash, I need facts, I need justice, everything for a rap. Like that's literally everything that's been going on in my life now. And everything that's been going on, like, well before I even noticed it. Because, like, I break it down in the second verse. Like, I need prayer when I wake up and I go to sleep. That's my faith. Need cash so my family can eat. Like, as much as I say I don't want to do this shit for the money, like, it's still a necessity in this world, unfortunately. And then I need justice because, you know, you see all the stuff on the news and on social media with the police brutality and, you know, black men getting gunned down and everything. And it's like, all right. No, I'm going to let my legacy with this music and the impact I made with the people. And, like, what you mean really is, like, low-key one of the songs I can honestly say I'm proud of. And that's all I really say on that.
Awesome. Okay. Ooh, lost my voice there for a second. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's get to these songs from the manifest.
That we shall.
All right, so this first one is called 2 Feet. Tell me what inspired this song.
2 Feet is... 2 Feet, I intended to be a positive song. Like, just a straight positive song. Like, to say how you're going to get to where you are from where you are now. How you want to get to where you need to go where you are now. And my verse... was like it, like I didn't really write it I can't really say I wrote it for myself. I wrote it for whoever needed to hear it. Got 2 feet on stand right here, like that. Like I've never made a motivational song. Like I've done it in the past. I've tried it in the past, but never this effectively, I think. And then having on the feature Mike Cool on it. Like, me and him collaborated before, but, like, I felt like we could have made a much bigger impact, and that's what this song is. It's, like, us telling two separate stories, but interweaving it right back to, like, we're here, we're making a difference, and whoever's hearing this can make a difference in their life, too, whether you got 2 feet or you're even unable to walk. God got you here to take those steps in your life and make it happen. So that is 2 feet.
Awesome. All right, so this is 2 Feet by Nisho Soul featuring Mike Cool.
I say I go with danger, you refuse to spin my motto, hesitate, press the ball. my soul right here, got my folks right here. If you get in your promotion, now yeah, you know we right here. Got you set right here, so we tell you.
Far but not far enough. Long distance relationships, but they ain't far enough. See, my defeat is sucker, nigga. We don't get along. I sack my pants, cause my past keep a nigga strong. I remember my moving out inside the nighttime. Talk with the landlord, nigga, fuck a rental crime. This on the nigga mind, lab as I draws on it. G-Man just put a motherfucker, try to tell on it. Me and my trust sister, see, I ain't held to him. Life was moving too fast, I thought that hell coming. I remember any day that we December and never giving up, yo. Damn, I'm slipping up, yo. Time I'm tripping up, but she got me mad emotional. I guess I'm tearing up because I miss my buzz. Don't tell him in the letter. I'll tell you when it's on and never tell you when they write. I'll always tell you when you're wrong. Got you, baby. Stay right here. Stay right here. Stay right here.
That was 2 Feet by Nisha Soul featuring Mike Cool. So the next song is called What You Need. So tell me what inspired that song.
Well, I mean, it's a lot like what I said before. The producer, Munoz, like, he's been, like, one of my mainstay producers for, like, a long time since, like, I first started. Like, I found him on YouTube and we clicked and, like, every time we end up making something together, we make something crazy. But, like, What You Need is honestly, like, the peak of every song I've done with him. Like, it's what I wanted to do for a long time. And, like, inspiring something, What You Need. I wanted to reflect and say, okay, all right, what do people normally ask for on a daily basis? At the same time, what do I ask myself on a daily basis? So, the prayer was faith. Cash, you know, again, like, it comes back to the necessity thing. Like, is it really necessity? Is it still the root of all evil? You know, you can go on forever with that. You want, like, you need to know what's actually true, what's actually facts, because you don't know what's true, what's fake anymore. Even with social media, even with the internet and everything, you really don't know what's what anymore. So, that's that. And then clarity, love, like, those are just simple concepts. Like, you need clarity on where you're going to go. You need love to, you know, show emotion, show people you care, that you have people to protect. Like, I mean, those are the things I thought about when I wrote What You Need. So, yeah.
Okay. So, here is What You Need by Nisha Soul. Here we go, everybody.
Feeling me. I'm free for that. My soul for that. Get my soul real. raise my insane for that. Can I see a thing of crew? Well, duh, I ain't standing on the ground, no. I'm broken out of my mind as I fell forth. Just the same death. Maybe I went too far in the same front. The feelings to bring it to front. Who say, when I put it in the front, before you put it on me, you throw me your things. John, but it's not getting more. Now say, what's in me? Say, what's in me? Say, what's in me? So I need you, and that's cool with me. I say what you need. I say what you need. Say what you need. You don't need it, and that's cool with me. So cool with me. Swear when I'm big, I'm gonna have to sleep. And cash for our family, keep me. I'm completed. You don't need that out. To get you to bring it to the book, I'm gonna get you to the book. And I'm back to be sad. Say what up, spirit, body, and mind, she's brought up as well. Free up, feel it, feeling it, can't see what I see in my heart. Ain't no other thing for your soul by the time it's pleasing this prayer.
Okay, that was What You Need by Nisho Soul. The next song is called Seraph. Right?
Yep.
All right, awesome. And it's featuring Sketch Guler. So tell me what inspired that song.
Before I talk about it, to everybody listening, there's another version of What You Need on my Bandcamp. $5, but you can still listen to it. NishoSoul.bandcamp.com. That's NishoSoul.bandcamp.com. You know, sorry for quick plug. You know, I just had to let people know. Different version of What You Need is dope. But let's see, Sarai. And people want to think I'm like a little childish for this. I'm like, well, creativity is creativity. Either way. Seraph is actually derived from the word meaning angel, and I actually flipped it from, I don't know if anybody remembers Digimon out there, but there was a Digimon called Seraph.
I do.
Huh?
I do.
Yay. Team never grew up. All right. but there was a Digimon called Seraphimon, and I'm like, okay, eight wings. guardian, angel. So I looked up the actual word seraph, and it actually meant angel. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm trying to solve this. But I actually wrote the second verse of seraph first before any of the song in the manifest, and that's what kind of began, like, the cycle of what I wanted to do for the theme. But seraph is basically about, like, I'm going to go as high as I can. I'm going to fly as far as I can, even with broken wings. And, like, I use seraph as, like, a metaphor. Like, I'm going to fly even with all these wings on my back. And even if they fall, you know, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep trying to go up. And with Sketch from the Feature, like, I've been trying to work with him for, like, years now. He's one of the up-and-coming people I know from this school called 92Gs. If y'all listening, we're 92Gs. Y'all dope. I've been trying to work with him forever, and I finally got him on a track because I knew he, like, I needed something to counteract the way that I flow, and, like, his grittiness is perfect for the track, so that's how it came about.
Okay. That is so cool. So here is Seraph by Nisho So featuring Sketch Guler.
People, call in. Ask me stuff. Come on.
Yes, call. Call.
Exactly. Call.
I'm sorry. It started. I'm sorry. Okay.
Not good.
All right. Here we go. Seraph by Nisho So and Sketch Guler.
Thank you.
from Rocky. Saying that you ain't got it. Boy, it's black. We make a part of flex on the same. So flex on the same. Flex on the same. Flex on the same. Flex on the same. Boy, it's black. We make a part of flex on time like that. Hey,
need to just be the inner Aries that I know I am real quick. So Unveil is about like how a lot of people in general just like see the exterior of a person but not the interior. Like it's like we value like the outside of a person so much we forget about the inside. So it's like I say on the hook, I say what do looks really mean? Do you see the real me? Like now, in my instance, I'm saying, like, I'm like, in a sense, I'm like a wolf on the outside. Like, I look like I'm dangerous to approach when I'm actually, like, I'm really chill. I'm really, I'm not going to bare my fangs. I'm not going to throw people off guard. Like, I'm really a gentle spirit when I try to be. And, like, it ended up becoming this really romantic, intimate, slight sexual song. Not really, but it's like I have the nuances in there. It's like I have a really chill nuance, like saying, "Do you see the real me when in the heat of the moment?" So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, here's Unveil by Nisho Soul.
What October?
Oh no.
I'm sorry, something happened here. Sometimes happens on this show.
I'm gonna shout out to producer Munchie Munoz Syndicate. Everybody working on the Manifest Syndicate, Munoz, Munchie, everybody. I can't remember everybody right now. Ramel, y'all dope as hell for making this happen. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay.
And all the features, most definitely.
Awesome. Here's Unveil by Nisho Soul.
Thank you. club. You ain't my part of the
go ahead and play it, unless you want to talk more about it.
I don't think there's anything more I need to say, but to those who are just tuning in, Mike's Prayer is about me writing about my cousins, my cousin Mike Robinson and my bro Mike English. They go past it, very different spectrums in my life, one when I was little, one when I was at Lincoln. And they both had an impact on my music, and I wanted to just, like, tell a story of how I met both of them and how they really impacted me when I was older. So that is Mike's Prayer. And then on top of that, my name is Mike. So this is literally, like, you hear me in the beginning and the end. Like, I'm literally praying to God, like, you know, the Most High. Like, I'm like, just keep me going. And that's how the song came about.
Awesome. All right, here is Mike's Prayer by Nisha So.
God Almighty, Father in heaven, I thank you for guiding me here. I thank you for guiding swings back home. I know you probably didn't mean to say so early, but it's still hard to really think about it. I grew up making it all on the line on these 16. Dreaming, scheming, plotting to 16. Stashing and building, taking beats and filling. Hurrying out, thrilling, real type position. Fishing through these hooks. Random thoughts to see a good look. I ain't skipping back, set it on some tracks. I met with some mics before me. All of this coming up in D.C. One was my blood, and I never finished the story. The other was lying with me, to him I felt within me. Straight up energy, but music in this life I lead. Didn't let a day pass without hearing my cousin on the keys. Money was alive, my babysitter. Checking for me, said I'd be bright and I'd tell him. Cause I saw it soon, just in silence. A lot of influence, suddenly he's flying in. One morning, I came to find that I was only 12 when God caught him right back. Self-inflation. Took a trip to Lincoln just to figure out I missed him. College days not the same without my bro on my team. My imagine what he do up in that house with me. See, I started out in Zach when I started raining. Got adjusted with battling and sight was mine. I was 15, different goals in front of me. One thing is hungry. Stay with a fitted cat to hide my eyes from the crowd if I believe. Like he came up, told me I had something dangerous. So potential when they got his words amidst everyone doing the same at the time. Said I had flame with the rhyme. Said that I would make it in time. He had a dope line. Eating bees like Pac-Man. So it was just couldn't have gotten him on the track, man. This boy was committed.
like Robinson. I swear if you listen and I'm doing all I'm getting proper with you on my vision. I'm still wishing that the Lord didn't choose you, but who am I to bring God's blueprint with you? My English, which day is he much in a year or since we see us when I thought that you were no longer here? Since you had a baby boy up on the way, had a smile on your face, and we wrapped the whole day. Say you both wrong, and you died behind a suit. I know you won't take the pride that I imbue. From this place, I say that in the place of taking your own life. So I need a healer tonight. Long overdue prayer, RIP. Feel me, put your hands in that air and say, amen. Grandma, she watched over me. Mike, both of y'all, she watched over me. Rest in peace, everybody. We lost and everybody's changing now. We should make it this way. This music is my escape. Get a job and help my family and God and the people that are truly meant to be in my life. Just continue to let me do your work, brother. I know I'm imperfect, but I still walk. It's all for you. Amen.
All right, that was Mike's Prayer by Nisho Soul. I want to thank you for coming on my show tonight and returning. I definitely appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Awesome. And for everybody out there, you can check out more songs from The Manifest on Nisho Soul SoundCloud or his Bandcamp. And you can get to that link on the description of this episode. And don't forget that we are on Facebook, so like us to always know when our next episode is coming on. And also, I want to ask you a question, Nisho. Would you like to help me with a charity event I'm planning for domestic violence?
Sure, I would like the details off air though. So.
Oh, sorry. Okay, well, I am going to have a charity for domestic violence. It's going to be called Let's Make Domestic Violence a Wrap. And it will be June 17th, 2015. So when I get more stuff together, I will let everybody know how to purchase tickets. All right, so everybody have a great night. And this is PD Talks Music. And as we say every night, live, love, and laugh music. Good night, everyone.
This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.